News release. Stratford Concert Choir. Stratford Concert Choir celebrates the music of women composers through the ages. You will enjoy music composed by those who have gone before, including Clara Schumann, Imogen Holst, and Alice Parker, as well as active and vibrant Canadians who are composing today. Stephanie Martin, Catherine Rose, and Sarah Cortell are all represented here. Today, meet Stephanie Martin. If ever there was an environment that encouraged musical talent, it was the farm where Stephanie Martin grew up. Stephanie's home, near Atwood, Ont, was filled with orchestral scores, records, and musicians. Her father was a professional conductor and singer, her mother, a pianist and choir director. As a young child, she listened obsessively to Michaud's Messe de Notre Dame, written in the 14th century, not standard fare for a kid growing up in the 60s. She was offered piano lessons and, not surprisingly, accepted them with enthusiasm. Stephanie sang in successively more mature choirs until, at age 12, she became the youngest of 300 members in the Mennonite Mass Choir. The rest, as they say, is history. She now holds degrees from Wilfrid Laurier University, the University of Toronto, and the Royal Canadian College of Organists. She is currently an associate professor of music at York University's School of the Arts, Media, Performance, and Design, and is the recipient of numerous awards, including the York University AMPD Research Award, the Exaltata Chamber Singers Competition, and the Association of Anglican Musicians Competition. Stephanie directs Schola Magdalena, a women's ensemble for chant, medieval and modern music. She is conductor emeritus of Pax Christi Chorale and past director of music at the historic Church of St. Mary Magdalene in Toronto. She has created an extensive body of work, including both orchestral and choral compositions. Growing up on a farm taught Stephanie something else: the value of planning, organizing, and simple hard work. She says, "As a child I was allowed to have my own calf, but I was fully responsible for it and paid for its food and care. I also learned to make the best use of my time as the weather allowed, to make hay while the sun is shining, as they say." This self-discipline has proven to be a valuable attribute, as Stephanie often works by commission, setting deadlines for herself so the choir she is working with has sufficient time to rehearse. Having a relationship with the choir performing her work is important. "I tailor my compositions according to the strength, scope, and purpose of the choir, often starting with a text, poem, or libretto which I write out to get a sense of the meter and rhyme scheme. I carve out blocks of time which allow me to think freely as I compose. If I am having a problem with the composition, I don't stay awake worrying about it. I have a good night's sleep, and the answer is very often there for me in the morning." Seeing her creations performed well is Stephanie's greatest reward. A true highlight for her was attending the performance of Llandovery Castle, her opera about nurses who lost their lives in the First World War aboard their Canadian hospital ship. It was performed by students at Wilfrid Laurier University, her alma mater. "It was wonderful to see the professional caliber of this production. Such an amazing job by the students." On March 22, Kyrie from Stephanie's Missa Chicagoensis will be performed by the Stratford Concert Choir as part of their concert Her Song, which exclusively features works by female composers. How Stephanie came to compose this moving work was, in a way, serendipitous. While curating the works of Healy Willen, a University of Toronto music professor, whom Stephanie calls the Dean of Canadian Composers, her various professional contacts brought her in touch with Father Scott, a priest at St. John Cantius Church in Chicago. Father Scott asked her to compose a mass for his choir, and the result was Missa Chicagoensis. Her Song, the Stratford Concert Choir's performance, is on March 22 at Avondale United Church. Your ticket includes a pre-concert presentation at and chat at 6 p.m. with Martin. Tickets are on sale here. Tickets may also be purchased from Blow's Stationery on Wellington Street, Stratford. To find out more about this exciting concert, visit stratfordconcertchoir.org/events.